Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9 a.m. Monday to Friday. That is, of course, Split Ends History Never Repeats on 1FM Live and Local at 22 minutes to 8. And that is normally the song that we play to welcome on air our resident historian, John Gribben. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Terry.
How are you today?
Pretty good, pretty good.
What exciting insights have you got for us today?
Well, it's a really interesting one, this one today, because I'm going to give a little bit of background into Sir John Longstaff. Now, so many people will know that the name Longstaff is synonymous with Shepparton. There's a Longstaff Street. The art gallery we started in 1936 with the first painting that was purchased by Sir John Longstaff. Longstaff himself won the Archibald Prize 5 times, and he was actually the first artist in Australia to be knighted of all artists that we've had in the country. But there's a lot of places that have connections, and there's a really good story about him as well, and I'd like to talk about that today. Longstaff, the family of Longstaffs came to Shepparton, and Ralph Longstaff in particular. John Longstaff himself was born in Clunes, where his father, Ralph Longstaff, had a store. But as gold was petering out and land was opening up in country Victoria, they decided to head up to the Goulburn Valley in around 1870-odd. Ralph Longstaff started a shop, which was a sort of a hardware come, you know, get your flour and sugar and tea and all the rest of it.
The Bunnings of the day.
Those of the day. But his first one was actually in Maroopna, and at what is now known as Billy's Bakehouse. Quick shout out for the people at Billy's Bakehouse. I'll be there today. Billy's Bakehouse, so that was the Ralph Longstaff store. From there, he opened up numerous other stores. He opened up one then in Shepparton and High Street, and then later in Wyndham Street near the post office. And then they started opening up land north of Shepparton. And Ralph Longstaff, while we had those two stores, he opened up another store at Munduna, which is about 15, 20 kilometres north of Shepparton, sort of in Bunbatha-ish type area.
Never heard of it.
So we opened up some land out there. So we got some land because I thought, oh, well, I'm going to get on to this. So he had a store which was on the corner of, if you go out that way, there's a Pogue Road which turns into Boundary Road, which turns into Murrungi Road. Where that road intersects McPherson Road, on the northeast corner, Ralph Longstaff had a store. And what he did is he got his 12-year-old young John Longstaff to look after the store for him. Now, little John Longstaff was a bit of an artist as a child. And what people would do is they'd come in and he used to sketch the customers. Now, I've had this confirmed by two people. My father explained that his grandfather, who was an original settler out there, said that you would go into the store at Munduna and you'd pay your account and they'd flick through all the portraits of all the customers, find your portrait, pull it out and say, well, here's your account. Because he was really, really talented. Now, I've had this concern with another person, who Adrian Twitt, who wrote the book Harvest Home and New, and Twitt's obviously synonymous with Shepparton as well. In his book, he details the location of the store, and he also details a story about how young John Longstaff was sitting in the store one day, and police came by looking for a fugitive. Now, they said, "Have you seen this person?" And young John Longstaff quickly put out the pencil and paper and started sketching up this guy. He said, "Is this the person you were looking for? Because he was here earlier today."
Bit of what do they call it? An identikit?
Yeah, so he was really, really, really ahead of his time for the time. So, yeah, that's apparently a true story. But he also won an award drawing up a certificate, I think, for the Shepparton Show, which was really interesting. But the thing about him is, and if you say, there are all these Ralph Longstaff connections with stores, but what's really interesting that a lot of people don't realise is that one of the Ralph Longstaff stores still exists. And it is almost as it was built in the 1890s. And it's the store at Talamba. The Talamba General Store, which many known as, it's in Wren Street, which is usually known as Wren's Store, was originally built by Ralph Longstaff for one of his hardware come flour sugar stores. So they'd sell everything from wire and, spanners through to flour and sugar. So, yeah, it's the Talamba store.
There you go.
Yeah, so if you go to the Shep Cemetery, you'll see a huge epitaph of Ralph Longstaff, got this huge gravestone. And Sir John is actually also remembered on that tombstone. But he actually was cremated in Melbourne, and he's just remembered on the thing. But yes, synonymous with starting the Shepparton Art Gallery, a larger than life figure, first person to be knighted in Australia for art, Sir John Longstaff.
And one of ours.
Yeah. So that's the story for today.
Well, there you go. That was a different one. We don't often look into art, do we?
No, we don't. But I'm going to tackle this a little bit more because there's quite a few other art stories as well.
I'm sure there is.
Stay tuned for that.
I will. I have no choice.
Have a good day, John.
Bye.
Good on you.
We live in a great country, in great local communities, like yours. But did you know 1 in 6 Australian children live in poverty? Through no fault of their own, right here, there are children living in poverty every day, deprived of what they need to keep up in school and struggling to learn. Many give up on their education. Donate to the Smith family and give the extra learning support every local child deserves to fulfil their potential. Search the Smith family.
North Vic Ag Contracting offer agricultural services right across the Goulburn Valley. We come to your farm and have both round and large square balers. Whether it's mowing, raking, tedding, pit silage, wrapping or harvesting, North Vic Ag Contracting have the gear and the manpower to get your job done right at some of the GV's best prices. Call for a quote today and book now to beat the rush and avoid disappointment. Call North Vic Ag Contracting now on 0476 137 216. That's 0476 137 216.
1FM sponsor.
Have you ever wanted to hang your TV? Would you like to look at the TV on the wall and have that picture frame look? Or are you worried the kids might tip over the TV and hurt themselves? Then hang your TV. That's right, hang your TV. Jason's TV are TV wall mounting specialists and we can hang your TV. We can even supply quality TV mounts and hide all the cables. So if you want to hang your TV, then Jason's TV are waiting to take your call because we hang TVs. 0403 688 666.
Station sponsor.
Do you need it knocked over or smashed up? Keith McRae Demolitions are your demolition and environmental cleanup specialists. Equipped with EPA trucks and a mobile concrete crusher, they're also licensed asbestos removalists. Call into their yard where they stock a huge range of secondhand timber, steel, aluminium windows, all at super secondhand prices. Call Crowbar Demolitions today on 58299 413.
Sponsors of 1FM.